Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
The Burt Show.
We're changing the schedule because of an email that Tracy got.
Okay.
That's Super Bowl related.
All right.
And somebody who actually wants to involve Burt. Wendy, we need the voice disguiser.
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, Michelle is trying to help out her sister.
Okay.
Is that accurate, Michelle?
That's right.
Okay. Tell us the story.
I need Bert's help to help me bust my brother-in-law.
Okay.
Because I think he's lying. First of all, he's kind of a selfish guy. And my sister, their anniversary is on Saturday.
Okay.
And he had said... He had made plans to go to the Super Bowl, and it's their 10-year anniversary. So I was just, you know, my sister was telling me this, and I was like, are you kidding me? This is insane. So she had a talk with him, and she said, you can't go. This is our anniversary. So he said, okay, you know what? You're right. I won't go. So he changed his plans. And then suddenly he says, babe, I've got to go to Milwaukee for work on Saturday, over the weekend. It's last minute, and there's nothing I can do, right? Because this is what he said, he's got to cover for other people who are going to the Super Bowl. So he's got to cover the office for other people who are going to the Super Bowl.
So
and
he
my
was,
sister buys it.
He was originally supposed to, he's going to the, he said he was going to the Super Bowl for work?
Right.
Is that accurate?
No. Originally, he was going to the Super Bowl, period.
Okay, and then...
changed his plans.
Said he's going to Milwaukee for work to cover for people in Milwaukee who are going to Miami for the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
And why did he change the plan? She didn't want him to go?
She said this is our 10-year anniversary, right?
Got it.
He's like, oh, you're right, babe. You know, I didn't think it meant that much to you, blah, blah, blah. So then he decides he's going to stay and celebrate their anniversary.
So you think...
But then he comes back with this story saying that he's going to cover people in Milwaukee, and she buys it. She's like, there's nothing he can do. He has to go for work. And I'm saying, they wouldn't fly somebody from Atlanta. They would just hold somebody back and not go. So.
And you're so mad about it. You got really high-pitched.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you, I take it.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, I take it you talk to your sister about her husband a lot. So you think he's going to Miami for the Super Bowl, and you need our help, and you want Bert to scout to find him?
I want, because I'll also know somebody that works with him, and I know the hotel that they're staying at. Now,
which hotel? The one in Milwaukee or the one down in Miami?
In Miami.
Okay.
Now, I know the hotel. I actually tried to call the hotel, but, you know, he's smart enough to not put it under his name.
So is he already gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what I want to do is, and I'll pay Bert. I want him to go to the hotel, and I have like a detailed description of my brother-in-law, and I want him to find out if he's there.
So Bert's going to be walking through a hotel lobby with like a photograph.
Exactly.
Like an Amber Alert.
You've never really liked this guy, have you?
You know, he's a really selfish guy, and he's a liar, to be honest with you. And I'm almost 100% sure.
That's no.
Helen. Hey, Helen. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Go ahead. You're on the air.
I just wanted to make a comment. I understand it's her sister's 10th anniversary and everything, but I kind of think it's selfish of them, and it's pretty bad that he feels like he has to lie. But it's not always that you get to go to the Super Bowl, which is a big ordeal, which I understand her anniversary is too, but I just think they should just say, you know, have fun, you know, next year, make sure you're here.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I was going to ask you when. If he had gone to the Super Bowl like the original plan, when would he have left to go?
Yesterday.
Okay, so
same
he would
day.
Have, okay,
but he could have bought both of them tickets.
Now, do you? Is your sister a sports fan?
She would go. I mean, it's fun. Who wouldn't go to the Super Bowl?
Right. Well, I'm just curious why you're so into it. Like, even if you find out that he's in Miami instead of Milwaukee, like,
because
even if you get proof, like, do you want your sister to leave him for that?
No, but you know what? She's always making excuses for him, and he's always lying to her, and she's always thinking it's the truth, and I want him to get busted.
Did right. Just people want to call up and talk to you, but did she have a problem with him going to the Super Bowl before you started menacing?
Yeah, because it's their 10-year anniversary.
Right.
Their 10-year anniversary.
So the wife wanted him to stay home for the 10-year anniversary.
Did the wife want him to stay home, or did you tell her?
She was so hurt. She was crying
okay.
to me.
All right.
I can't believe he did this.
Okay.
Hey.
And I said, well, you have to confront him. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Stacey, welcome to The Burt Show.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
This woman is out of her mind. First of all, she has no business meddling in her sister and brother-in-law's business. And the sister is the selfish one because she should have sent him and said, go, have a great time. This is your anniversary present. We teach people how to treat us. And the reason he's lying is because she taught him to lie. And, she just pisses me off.
Yeah, well, I understand you being defensive for your sister. I can understand that. If she called you crying and you're upset and, you know, she's that upset, I can see how it makes you that upset. But I still just don't understand, like, once he's busted, like, if he's busted, if he is in Miami, then what happens?
What's your end result? Are you want them to get a
divorce?
I want them to get a divorce, but I want her to see that he is lying to her. She believes his stories, and this is not the first time.
But,
she's a very trusting person.
I just feel like she's caught in the middle between you and him, and I just there's a part of me that just think I understand about the Super Bowl and the 10th anniversary thing, but I just feel like it's a bigger picture going on. Maybe.
Oh, hey, it is a bigger picture, but here's a
that you're included in. That you're included in
right.
is what I'm saying.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Sam wants to give a guy's point of view, guy's perspective about this. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, listen. There's two things about this. One is the Super Bowl once again. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the best thing a guy could do for himself. But at the same time, it's South Florida. You got some of the most resorts going on down there. If you can afford a ticket to the Super Bowl, you can afford to get your wife in a resort and let her hang out while you're at the Super Bowl.
Agreed. That would be a good compromise. You're right.
Yeah, if you're a guy, you have to kind of balance it out and figure something out.
Is there any chance that what if he legitimately is going to Milwaukee?
Telling
like,
the truth.
Like, what if he passed on the Super Bowl? What if his bosses, and Michelle just being, you know, hypothetical, what if his bosses knew that he had plans to go to the Super Bowl and changed him for his wife? So they knew that he wouldn't be in Florida and said to him, look, we are short-staffed because everybody's going down to the Super Bowl, so we have to have you cover this office. Is he a manager or something?
That's
is he a person who would cover? Why would you be covering an office on a weekend?
No. They would never have somebody come from Atlanta.
Well, it's kind of a stretch.
Sending everyone from Milwaukee and then fly a guy from Atlanta.
You're right. That's a lame excuse. That guy should get busted just for coming up with a stupid excuse.
Yeah. Bad liar.
Yeah. Dumb, he should get dumb excuse trouble. Hey, Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. When you take out of the equation where he's at and what he's even going for, I think the base problem here is this lady butting into her sister and her husband's relationship. I mean, that's something if the wife involved here is trusting enough to trust her husband, you know, that's what relationships are based on. To have her sister calling a radio show trying to get somebody to sneak around and catch him doing something that she's not even 100% sure he's doing, that's making me mad because, I mean, she's putting herself in a really bad situation because if she does this and her sister and her husband finds out and it was true, like you said, Jeff, then what's that going to make their relationship from
right.
that point on?
Yeah, I feel bad for your sister. I mean, she's caught because I'm sure that her husband feels the same way about you that you feel about him.
And then she's going to be embarrassed if he is lying. Like, not only is she going to be mad at him, but then she's going to be embarrassed in front of you and whoever else you tell, because then she is married to the liar that she's still married to.
And then if she tries to make the relationship work for the better, you are always going to be in her ear about, well, do you remember Super Bowl weekend? Do you remember what he did for your 10th anniversary?
Exactly.
Hey, Karen.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I completely agree with her. If this ever happened to my sister, I would do the exact same thing.
What?
I think it's horrible that he's leaving her on their 10th anniversary. He could have easily bought her a ticket to go with him. And I thought that the resort idea was a wonderful idea.
Oh, well, here's
that
an idea.
What
if he's planning something this weekend and wanted to keep it a surprise and there's something big happening on the 10th anniversary?
That's a great point.
Did anybody think about that?
That's brilliant.
So maybe he's lying for something good.
Would he be the type of guy to do that?
You know her answer.
Never.
Of course not.
According
she
to her,
like
she
him.
Says never.
Never. But has he ever gotten her a cool romantic
never.
Gift?
Never.
That you know of?
Taking her on a trip?
No, I would know. My sister and I are very close. He always thinks of himself first. It's always, he'll buy himself, you know, whatever he wants, and then buy her, like, a crock pot. Or, you know, he's just not that guy.
Mm. All right, one more call. Hey, Julie.
Yes.
What's going on?
Hey, I was just going to give the comment about have him call from the hotel room in Milwaukee, just like I do my son, and go, call me from the location, not your cell phone. I want to know you're at that location.
So call so that the area code or whatever comes out?
Yes, his hotel room in Milwaukee.
Well, how do you do that with your son?
Well, he's usually not in a hotel room, but... like if he goes to somebody's house, say, and he goes, I'm going to spend the night with, you know, TJ, I go, okay, you call from TJ's house, so I know you're there.
Mm-hmm. How old's your son?
Well, this is when he was younger, but when he was in high school, we go, he's like, you know, and if the husband goes, you don't trust me? No.
Yeah, well treat your husband like a 15-year-old kid.
Yeah, in the age of cell phones, that's a little more difficult to do. But I do think, I mean, isn't the better plan for the sister to say, you know what, I feel really bad that you're going to be in Milwaukee on our anniversary having to work. So I would, you know what, I'd love to come up there and let's have dinner after you get off work on Saturday.
That's brilliant.
That's a great idea.
Instead of you butting in, because I have a feeling you're the older sister.
Yeah.
I can tell.
I wouldn't do that to my younger sister.
I can tell.
I don't think I would even do that to my younger sister.
Well, here's what we'll do is we'll run the idea by Bert. I mean, he's down there. I don't think you'll have to pay him. That seems weird. I can tell you, I probably wouldn't do it on my vacation if I'm taking vacation days. But we'll run the idea by him, and if he's willing to or if he finds himself in the hotel, he can look. But no promises, okay?
Okay, I'd appreciate that.
You've got photos and stuff you can give us. We can send to Bert.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will. We'll call you back and get all that information, and then we'll talk to you again Monday morning, and you can give us the update on what happened, or we'll let you know if Bert found anything out or whatever. Okay.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Try to have a good weekend.
Okay.
The Bert Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Bert Show.
Right now we have Dr. Carmen Cavalli in studio again. Good
Welcome
morning.
Back.
Good Welcome. Morning.
How are you?
Thanks for having me. Great. It's always fun.
She is a board certified plastic surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't care for the term cosmetic surgeon. Why is that again?
Well, because plastic surgeons are fully trained in plastic surgery, and people who tend to call themselves cosmetic surgeons have typically trained in something else and then have decided to start doing cosmetic procedures.
Gotcha. So like another type of surgeon who says, I could fix a nose.
Or not even a surgeon.
Oh, really?
family practitioners doing liposuction.
Which is when I get my arm extensions, I'm going to a board-certified plastic surgeon like Dr. Carmen Cavalli.
Your arm extensions?
Yeah, I'd like really, really long arms.
Why?
Conversation piece.
I was going to say, I do not want to know why.
That's bizarre. Very bizarre. Dr. Cavalli, I wanted to ask you before we take the calls about Heidi Montag and that whole thing about her being 23 years old and getting the 10 surgeries in one day. And if anybody came into your office and asked you for that, like what your decision would be?
Well, I think she's struggling really hard to extend her 15 minutes well beyond what it should have been. And unfortunately, I really think this package of cosmetic surgery she had has lent itself to that. And that may have been her main motivation for having it done. I wouldn't have done everything she had done, especially for someone at age 23. I think her self-esteem is definitely impaired. She may have something that we call body dysmorphic disorder, or she may just be nuts enough to do it to extend her fame.
Mm-hmm. Is nuts a medical term?
It is, actually. I've written in charts.
With people coming in with distorted body image, do you seek out counseling before that for that person, or do you go over counseling with them during
consultation? I try to avoid them. Because they...
You just don't answer the phone. Turn off the lights. Oh, this person's got a distorted body image. Turn off the lights!
Well, actually, I will... Sometimes the client with the distorted body image has already been to enough consults that enough other physicians have picked up on those red flags and have refused to operate that by the time they come to me or to one of my other colleagues, they've figured out what to say so they don't seem... quite so nuts. Mm-hmm. So occasionally they'll slip under the radar, and then it's just miserable to deal with after the procedure because they're never happy. If you can pick it up beforehand, then that's someone that I truly will refuse to work on.
Connecting the two questions, do you find that Heidi Montag is just is encouraging people who may have that disorder to go to plastic surgeons first, and try to get something done like her?
She's exactly the kind of role model that someone with body dysmorphic disorder would pick up on.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So our first phone call is from Wendy, who has a tummy tuck question.
I do. Good morning, Burt Show. Good morning, Dr. Cavalli.
Good morning.
I have been to actually several plastic surgeons who have told me that you have to be really at your ideal body weight or like 5 pounds. But most of my weight is right at my tummy. There's no other weight on my arms or my legs or my bottom. If you were to remove that, you might remove 30 pounds just in itself, because I've had 2 children back to back. They're both born on Christmas Eve, a year apart.
Wow.
And, I have that big flat there, but I want to find a plastic surgeon who will, to do that for me.
A cosmetic surgeon.
You really have to be within your ideal body weight to have a tummy tuck.
Not a cosmetic surgeon.
No, okay, plastic surgeon.
Plastic surgeon. Got it. God, I'm all confused.
Yeah. So it does seem weird to tell someone to get to their ideal body weight in order to have a procedure to remove weight.
True. And I don't typically tell people they need to be at their ideal body weight. They should be reasonably close to it. And to me, reasonably close is 20 to 30 pounds. So you don't have to be right at it or starving yourself to get there. But you should be doing all you can to reach your goals yourself. Because plastic surgery shouldn't be the first thing you think of when you think about getting in shape. It should be the final touches.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you have like the typical apple shape, Wendy, and that maybe if most of your weight is in your abdomen, there are different ways to carry weight in the abdomen. And a tummy tuck really does a great job when most of the weight is on the lower abdomen or the hips and the waist. When it's in the upper abdomen, like literally coming out from under the ribs, that part you can't really treat with a tummy tuck. You can help it, but that thickness is still going to be there. It's just going to be pulled lower on the abdomen. So that may be what those other surgeons are looking at.
Hey, Christy, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hi, how are y'all?
We're good. How are you?
Good. My question is, I've had 3 children, and I have stretch marks galore on my stomach, and my belly button is deformed now. And I want to know if this is repairable.
The stretch marks or the belly button?
Both.
Both can be fixed with a tummy tuck. That's exactly what it does. Now, any stretch marks you have that are well above your belly button right now will still be there, but they'll be pulled lower on the abdomen. And just the act of stretching a stretch mark, as odd as it sounds, makes it look less apparent. You don't have the crinkly skin.
It looks tighter, but I have Kate on John and Plus 8, it's like the flat stomach. I mean, it's really bad.
Yeah.
No. Had my children so young. So.
That's perfect for a tummy tuck.
Hey, Melissa, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hi.
I think we're sticking with the tummy tuck theme.
Awesome.
Well, I'm wondering if it's possible to move my belly button. I don't need a tummy tuck. I just want to move my belly button down.
Why?
Because it's too high on my body. Like if someone were to guess where my belly button was when I have a shirt on, they would be about, a couple inches out of the wrong direction. It needs to be lowered because I look funny.
Well, there are a couple of ways to do that. The easiest and least obvious way would be to do a tummy tuck in which typically when we do a tummy tuck, we leave a scar around the belly button and then a little smiley face scar along the lower part of the abdomen. And we kind of drop the belly button inside, pull everything down, and then pop it back up through a new little hole that we make for it. And so that leaves you with a scar.
All right.
So that leaves you with a scar around the belly button.
Can you just fix that? Can you just move your belly button by drinking your own urine?
Oh, my God. Urine therapy?
Isn't that what we learned yesterday on the show?
No.
Yeah, that's right. Yesterday.
But there's another way to do a tummy tuck in which you don't release the belly button from the outside. You release it from the inside, so it gets pulled down along with the rest of the skin. So, yes, you can lower your belly button. You would do a tummy tuck if you have enough loose skin to do a tummy tuck. And the other way to do it would be to literally just cut around it and move it down. But then you're left with a scar in the original position of the belly button. So that's probably not the best way to go.
I should wait until after I have children and then do the tummy tuck and lower the belly button at the same time?
Or just eat a lot.
Oh, okay. Well,
I would be at McDonald's every day.
That'll move it down. Yeah.
All right. Now moving on to boobies. Hi, Kira.
Oh, my God. Boobs.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Turn your radio all the way down.
I'm sorry, what?
Turn your radio all the way down for us.
Okay, it's down. Sorry.
Okay. You're on with Dr. Cavalli.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Kayla. I am 21 and 5'5", and I'm a little bit bigger than a triple B. And I've always wanted a reduction, but I have friends who tell me that I'm supposed to wait until after I have kids because it could affect breastfeeding and that I should wait until they plateau and are done growing, I guess.
Sure.
I was wondering if that's true.
Well, at 21, your breasts are probably done technically growing. They will still change as your body weight changes over time, as you have hormonal changes over time, or with future pregnancies. In general, if you have triple Ds, they're not going to get smaller over time. They tend to stay the same or get bigger. And even with pregnancy, they tend to get much larger and then might deflate some, but you still have roughly the same volume that you started with. The answer to when to do a breast reduction is really very individual. Yes, it can interfere with breastfeeding, but there are some women who just aren't able to breastfeed successfully having never had surgery. So you really have to decide how important that is to you. If it's critical that you be able to, give every opportunity to yourself to breastfeed, then yes, wait until after you've had your children. If you want to enjoy your new breasts longer and it's important to you to breastfeed but not critical, then you might go ahead and do it sooner.
Lord bless your heart, honey.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Lee, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hi. I have a question about implant removal.
Right, everybody's going in the wrong direction today.
I've had them for 10 years, and I had a lot of body issues when I was younger, and I'm just kind of over them now. And I wondered if you could just absolutely remove them or if you had to have some sort of exchange, so that you wouldn't look like horribly like a raisin, or how did that work?
You can remove them, and just as I told Kayla, the last caller, your breasts change as you age and with weight changes, and even with implants in, your breasts still change the way they would have even if you had never had implants. So you may have more breast tissue or less now than when you started 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on how your breasts have changed. Yes, you can remove implants. You would need to do at least probably a lift, some sort of skin tightening procedure to get rid of the loose skin that has been left from the stretch that the implants have caused.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Sure.
You know what? The questions today are all going in the wrong direction.
Jeff.
I just don't understand.
Be respectful.
How do people get in touch with you, Dr. Cavalli?
404-250-3333 is our office number, and my website is drcavalli.com. It's drkavali.com.
Do plastic surgeons have specialties? Do you have a specialty, or are you like a one-stop shop fixing anything?
Some do, and some, like ENT facial plastic surgeons, only do surgery above, you know, the clavicle and the head and neck. But I am fully board certified, fully trained.
Head to toe, bumper to bumper.
I don't do noses because I don't enjoy them, but everything else is fair game.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you. Good job.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Get it? The Bird Show.
So, I mean, I'm obviously single. I've talked about my single life and dating.
I don't think you're obviously single.
It's just your comments, right?
I think everyone probably knows at this point. I'm single and I'm going out and I'm dating a lot. And when I meet guys for the first time, there's a little detail that I leave out. Because, you know, you discuss things. You, like, discuss where you're from, your family, how many brothers and sisters do you have, what part of town do you live in?
I lie about what I do for a living, right?
Yep.
I'm in marketing, yes.
Do you live in an apartment? Do you live in a house? But when the pet question comes up, they ask me, do I have any pets? And I am so hesitant to tell guys that I have cats.
Why? Because you think you're going to be
a creepy cat lady? I almost try to avoid the question and turn it on them before I could really answer the question. No, because I think there's a stereotype that comes with cats. And then almost the first thing guys will ever say is, I don't want to date a girl with cats. Because
and how many cats do you
guys have said that to you before? Well, or
just
they've
in
said
like,
it around
just
you?
Around me in conversation. And I'm because there's a stereotype with you being the cat lady, which I don't really understand what that means.
What's wrong with cats?
Well, there is a stigma
there
to being
a stigma.
Crazy cat lady. Like if you are single, and I think if you have more than two, you can be qualified for that category. And I don't know why that is, but I make that assumption too.
But if
I feel bad.
But if
I
you
do.
Have three dogs, nobody thinks anything about it?
Exactly.
No.
Yeah.
Because there's always been that cat stereotype, but, I think, ever since you were little.
But my thing is why? Like, I understand the stereotype, but where's
because,
it come from?
Because doesn't
know.
Every neighborhood have the woman who feeds all the stray cats, and she's usually alone? And,
the crazy cat lady.
Yeah, and her house is kind of smelly, and she's got newspapers from 1970 piled up on the
screen. So that's why
board.
They think her house is going to stink?
Yeah.
Well, I could see, like, feeding a stray cat if they're by, like, a dumpster or something, but I'm not going to, like, bring them in.
How many cats do you have?
I have two. Okay. And I'm never going to get more than two because of that reason, nor do I want to even deal with anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I only have two, but I will refuse to tell guys that I have cats because I don't want them to judge me right off the bat that I'm this single, lowly person who's filthy with nothing going on.
So when, because eventually they have to come to your place. So do you go as far as to hide the cats or at that point is when you reveal that, you know what, I got to tell you something before we go in.
Secret.
Okay. Like you're standing at the door, you unlock and say, wait a second, before we go inside, I got something I need to tell you.
I try to put off coming to my place as much as possible. So I'm like, I'll just come over there. It'll be okay.
No,
so,
you're not one of those people. You don't have like the
that is a different step.
You don't have the litter box like in the bathtub of the guest room, do you? Or something
no.
Like that.
And by no means does my place smell. It's not nasty. It's actually
That's what
really
all
clean.
With cats say.
Oh, it's
they
really
can't tell.
All people with cats say that.
And
that's
you can
just
tell?
Something that you say if you have cats.
And it's so funny that people who have dogs actually think their dogs don't smell bad.
No, they don't smell like cat litter, though.
Cat litter does have a special smell.
It has a special
But it's fine.
I guess guys like that better than the old wet dog smell on a couch.
Is it okay?
Probably.
Is it acceptable in the dating world to leave out details like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the beginning, absolutely.
For how
yeah.
long? How long is defined beginning then?
I mean, I think it's fine until you decide he's okay to come over to your house. Because that's a whole new step.
I know.
When they're allowed in.
There hasn't been anybody allowed in yet.
Hey, Shane, welcome to the Bird Show.
Shane?
Hey. I got two cats myself, and I would never think it's like weird for a girl to have cats or anything like that, or any of the stereotypes you guys just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
It might be the guys who like might be a little weird. I don't know, but I mean, it's like they're just the most convenient pets you can have, you know.
Have you ever had a girl judge you for having cats as a guy?
No. Okay. No.
All right.
See, I think there's a difference.
I don't date a lot of girls either, and I just broke up with my girlfriend recently, so I don't know.
Okay.
If they would.
See, I'm a cat lover, so.
Well, see, I think he has cats, so he doesn't have that judgment, so he already has the pets. But
right.
guys,
so you have to find a cat guy. you're judging
a
cat guy.
We just hung up on Shane, and
that's
you could
hilarious.
Have made, you could have made a Brady Bunch out of cats.
I don't want to.
Your see, cat family could have met his cat family, and then y'all could have lived together.
So are
bunch.
You judging cats?
I think it's funny she gave a look. So you would judge a guy if he had cats?
Well, because he just added to the stigma. You're single, and you're like, it's me and my cats. That's like, all I've got going on in my life. Me and my cats just hanging out all day long. That's all
but
I
see,
do.
I think you get cool points if you have a dog too, and you have a dog, right?
I do have a dog. Yes. So I have a dog and two cats.
See, I think that's cool points.
I guess so.
Now you've
well,
just become
from a dog person.
You become an animal lover.
I am a
lover.
Dog person. I'm not a cat person. I like my friend's cats. I'm totally fine with that, but I don't want one myself.
Well, don't you have a cat? Your friend has a cat who can drive a car and use the toilet and read.
Yeah, Kirby uses the potty.
Hey, Charles.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Charles? You're in charge.
Oh, Jeff. Yeah.
I got what a little good advice for
yes.
Wendy.
Go ahead.
I grew
okay,
up
go
a
ahead.
Cat.
Uh-huh.
I absolutely love cats. My wife loves cats, and I think you're kind of missing the big picture. If you're wanting to get involved with a guy, you have got to be honest with him straight up and just tell him, look, I love cats. If you don't accept me for that, then you don't want to date me or you don't want to get involved with me.
Be proud of your cats, is what he's saying.
Hey,
cat pride.
Steve.
That's right.
My campaign.
Hey, Steven, welcome to the show.
Two things real quick.
First of all,
I do cable TV. In a lot of houses you get to, you can smell the cats before you get to the door.
Uh-huh.
You know, clean the box out, that's fine. But I think that 70s show, Red, the father said it best. When Kitty, his wife, wanted a cat, he said, best case scenario, we get the smartest cat that's ever existed on the planet, and it craps in a box in my house.
You're not a cat person, are you?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
There we go.
He and I are dog pride. Dog love. Dog pride.
Because dogs never go in the house.
Who are you? Are you team dog or are you team cat? Like, at least, yeah, it's a good point, Melissa. At least the cat goes in a box.
It's cat
yeah.
dog.
Dog just goes
go
on your floor.
Yeah.
Only once in a while, and those are accidents.
All right.
But
oh, okay.
Cats poop in the house every day.
In a box
all
on
the
purpose.
Time, and
on
it
purpose.
Stinks.
I would take intentional box pooping rather than
whatever
occasional.
Room Absolutely. That litter is in, it smells bad. And I'm just telling you, if you put it in your bathroom and your guests have to go use that bathroom, they're grossed out.
Hey, Travis.
I'm just giving you a heads up.
What's going on?
Well, I was just thinking from a guy's point of view, I have dogs and cats, that Wendy's obsession over whether or not somebody cares about the cats is far crazier than whether or not she has cats.
So
the last
just...
thing I'm going to think of, if you mention to me you have cats, is that you're a crazy cat lady. If anything,
because you
that's
have
your
cats.
Insecurity that you think you're a crazy cat lady.
Because you're team cat.
You know what?
We've talked to three guys who've had cats, so there's plenty of dog cat. There's plenty of guys that have cats,
right.
That you could date and it not be
and
a problem.
They have to be team cat guys.
Because Jeff has a cat too.
Meow. I would like to. I would like to make an observation.
Paws up.
I would like to make a Jen Hobby observation.
What?
Because Bert can't stand cats.
Yeah, he hates them.
He's talked about that on the air.
I don't hate cats
for years, and. Jen,
it's like,
has never made a comment in alignment with cats being stinky or disliking cats until she got Carolina, her dog. Now all of a sudden she's like in the allegiance of like, yeah, I got a dog.
I'm only giving you a heads up that whatever room your litter box is in, it stinks. So just put it in a room that's not going to be near your living area or anywhere people come over to visit you. Go, and you're good to go.
We keep Gugu's litter box under the dining room table.
Hot.
That way we don't like people stretching their feet out too far because then they kick us. So that stops them pretty quick. Yeah. We actually don't even have a litter box. We just pour a pile of litter on the floor underneath the dining room table.
At least, but and Gugu still goes on that pile of sand on the floor where the dog goes wherever it hell wants to go.
I'm just saying, courtesy from, you know, an outside dog hilarious. Person who's not your friend, who won't want to offend you, that you're wherever your litter box is, it smells like a cat lives there.
Yeah. I think we got the point.
Okay. Angry
I think
dog
we got
lover.
The point. I hate cats, Jen Hobby.
No, yeah. I don't. That is incorrect. I don't hate cats at all. I like cats, and I like my friend's cats, but I'm just telling you. Just giving you the heads up.
Hey,
Dave. Because cat people like to say, but my house doesn't smell like cats.
Hey. What's going on?
Not much. I was just going to tell Wendy that I think she should hold off on telling people about the cats because, like, half the guys I know hate cats. I mean, no offense. I'm not big on cats, but it'd be better to hold off.
I agree. See, yeah. I think you're doing the right thing.
So is what you're saying, Jen, essentially go dogs? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying team dog. No, it's fine. I think cats are fine. I'm just giving you the heads up. You can't ever... It's just like a bride saying to a bridesmaid, you're going to wear this dress again. No, you're not. And it's the same thing as cat people saying, my house doesn't ever smell like a cat. Yes, it does. That's all I'm saying.
I would like
wow,
to...
Wow, got it.
And not all cat...
Well, we all know Jen Hobby's friend's houses smell like
cats.
And
not all cat people think their house doesn't smell like cats. But I do want to say to Wendy, don't go to the point of getting rid of your cats to please a guy. Like, I would have it come up in conversation because I'm not... You know what? My animals are going to come before the person that's coming in the house.
Oh, yeah. My animals are not going anywhere.
True.
They're staying.
Another in-depth conversation on The Bert Show.
You're on The Bert Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Here, Bert Show.
So the Super Bowl is this weekend, and we have to say hello again to Catherine. Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello.
Are you excited for the Super Bowl this weekend?
Very excited.
Okay. And we have to say hello to Story.
Are you going to talk to her?
Hello.
Hi, how are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Story.
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Good.
You've been brushing up on your football knowledge?
I have.
Okay. How about you, Catherine? Have you been...
I've been trying.
Your American football knowledge?
A little bit. I'm not sure, quite sure how much you can learn in a couple of days.
Oh, that's so funny.
I've learned a little bit, I think.
If she said, I got to look up football and shit, and she knows all about soccer.
Oh, right. American football.
So here's what's up for grabs are because you guys are both single ladies.
Yeah.
And what's up for grabs is some space at the bar at Dantana's, 2 primetime seats right in like testosterone heaven.
It's almost like a movie. Like if you see a bar full of guys, you know, and they're all crowded around this bar. And you are literally in the front center. I mean, it's almost like this halo of men around you. So it's like it is the prime seating.
As it should be for two
That's
ladies of your caliber.
About.
That's right.
So Wendy is a hardcore football fan.
I am.
And Wendy wrote a bunch of trivia questions. And I think what we'll do is just go back and forth.
It's all basic football knowledge. Because these are basic questions.
Because the idea was that we wanted women who didn't know much about football so they could carry on the conversation with the guys so they could let the guys teach them a little bit about the Super Bowl as they're watching. However, they needed to carry on conversation. Right. So that's why we had them look up a little bit about football so that they could at least, you know, ask the questions.
So what we'll do is we'll just start. We'll go back and forth. And the first person to get 3 answers correct is the winner.
Okay.
We'll start with Story because she's American and we won the war. And
my God.
What war?
And we'll the Revolutionary War.
We are no longer your colonies. Mm-hmm.
What if, I know.
Oh, my yeah. God.
What if my land, two if I see, taxation without representation? Yeah, it still exists today. All right.
Stars and stripes.
So we'll let Story the Pilgrim go first. And we'll go back and forth. And if
God bless America!
If somebody doesn't get the question right, then the other person has a chance to answer it. Javi, are you unhungover enough to keep score?
I'll try.
All right.
I don't know how to answer that.
It's Story and Catherine.
That means she's hungover if you can't answer.
Story, the first question is for you. And by the way, if we get to the end of the list of questions, we don't have a winner, we'll have to do a coin toss.
Okay. I wrote 19. Okay. Well, yeah, I did write 19 questions.
Or if we get to the point where we're bored with it. All right.
A coin toss with an American coin! Not a shilling!
Yeah.
Well, the first question does have to do with the coin toss, Melissa.
All right, Story, this is the first question. Go.
Which team calls the coin toss? Visiting team or home team?
Visiting team.
That is correct.
Story, one.
Second question for
go
Catherine.
America!
All right, Catherine, how many minutes are in a quarter? I'm
sorry. 15.
Correct.
Story, question
God
number...
God save the queen! I'll stop, I'm sorry.
Story, how many points for a safety?
Oh, let's see. For a safety. That would be... all right, I'm going to just guess.
No Googling.
Three?
That is wrong. It's two.
Oh.
Catherine, you have a chance to answer that now.
You can steal.
Oh, no, I know you don't.
I did actually know the answer to that
one as well. I just said the answer.
I know. Don't do that anymore.
Okay, that was my bad.
Catherine, question four, go.
Name one position in football besides the quarterback.
A fullback.
Correct.
Is that what David Beckham plays?
No, he doesn't. No.
Story.
She was like, I'm done. I'm
Story,
done with this.
What is a sack?
It's a plan. I mean, like the one of the plays that the coach makes out for the team. Like they get together and huddle and they discuss one of the plays.
That is not correct.
No? Okay.
Catherine, what sort is of. A sack?
Oh, sack. I'm sorry. I thought you said stack. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Do you know what a sack is and not a stack, Story?
Yes, I know what a sack is. I'm sorry.
Sack.
Okay,
a sack is when the other team takes down the quarterback.
That is correct.
There you go.
Okay, Catherine, next question for you.
Yeah, we're eighth grade because we were laughing about sack. Yeah.
Catherine, how many downs until the other team gets the ball?
Four.
Correct.
Story? God, you guys are good.
How many players allowed on one side of the football?
Have I got three right?
Oh, yeah, Catherine just got three right. First
she
of the three
did. Jen is sorry.
Congratulations! Hey, nicely done, Jen. Way to keep score.
Yeah, Catherine wins 3-2.
Oh, yay!
Yay!
See, if we make a mistake all morning, I'm just going to thank Fergie. Thank you, Fergie.
Thanks, Will. I am.
Congratulations.
Hey, Catherine, the British did win this time, but it will not happen again. Enjoy Dantana's. Who are you going to take with you?
My roommate, Lisa.
Okay. And you guys are both single?
Yes, we
Perfect.
Are. Yeah.
All right, you've got two primetime seats, and we'll put some information up online about Dantana's. They're having a big event on Sunday. And
it's
going
to be great.
I think they're selling like these seats at the bar because they're...
Yeah, they are selling them. Like you have to buy a ticket to sit at the bar. That's how coveted these spots are that you guys are sitting in. You're going to be right in front of the big TVs. You can order food and drinks and just have a great time there. And Dantana's is always stacked with good-looking guys.
She's stacked,
really
not sacked.
Hey, Catherine, hold on. We'll make sure we have all your information so we can pass that on to the Dantana's people.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and enjoy the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Thank you, and you.
And please call us on Monday and let us know how you fared.
Yeah, I will do, yeah.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Recently, I got an invitation that's very exciting, and it was based on a random conversation I had on air about a bucket list item. Like, you know, the bucket list is things you want to do before you die. Mm-hmm. And so, like, some things on my bucket list, which is probably on a lot of people's, is, like, attend the Academy Awards. I'd love to do that once before I die, somehow get in that building, or write a book, or, you know, one of the other things I had said on the air randomly was that I wanted to attend the Rose Bowl Parade, because I'm one of those geeks that loves that parade in particular. Because if you've never seen the Rose Bowl Parade, you've heard of it. You've heard of the Rose Bowl. And the parade beforehand is every float is made of organic material. So you are not allowed in the Rose Bowl Parade to have anything on your float that's not organic. Meaning, because it's the Tournament of Roses Parade. So
that's why it's all like wooden floats with flowers.
It's not just flowers. Like, if when they're coloring some of the big items on the float, they're using mustard seed, or they're using coconut, or they're, you know, like.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. I mean, it is intensive, and it's the timing, too. So it's not only that they have to do that and find all the materials to do it, but they can't do it too soon because it's organic and it'll rot. Yeah. So anyway, it's just fascinating to me. And it's something that my mother and I used to watch, and it's something I watch now. And HGTV has this great coverage because they have the experts on that can tell you all the, like I said, I'm trying to think of some other items, just random, like herbs and spices that sometimes they can glue and brush on these things. So I love the artistry of it.
I think it's important to know too, if you may not know this about Melissa, but she is artistic. Every time you get a Christmas card from Melissa, it's a custom, like it's a Melissa Carter design. So
yeah.
It's not just like a weird geeky obsession.
Yeah. So anything creative, like one of the things I like about Project Runway, for instance, I'm not a big clothes person, but the fact they have to make it, like anything like that, where it takes a lot of creativity and effort and passion, I really appreciate. So anyway, so I said on the air, just off the cuff one day, that I think it was right after New Year's, and I said, you know, I'd love someday to go to the Rose Bowl Parade. Okay. Well, soon after that, I actually got an email from a representative at Central Carroll High School, okay, in Carroll County. And they have been invited. Their band is going to be in the 2011 Rose Bowl Parade.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now, you have to think about
that's 11 months from now.
That is the next Rose Bowl Parade.
Wow.
Central Carroll High School is going to be in that parade. And it is, you know, much like when we helped South Cobb going to the inauguration parade, you can get an invitation, but it's up to you to do your own fundraising for the event. So they had invited me to become an honorary member of the band because they said, we would love to fill your dream in being a part of the Rose Bowl Parade.
Cool. Awesome.
So, but one of the things is that I'm going to share with you on air is that Central Carroll High School, some of the band members came to talk to me about this. And so the agreement is, you know, we would love to do this for you, and we would love to make sure that you get to the Rose Bowl Parade, but to become an honorary member of the band, you must play an instrument in the band.
That is incredible.
Wendy, why don't you look for some samples of Melissa singing, if you could, just so we could get a full, so we have a good scope.
This is not a chorus that's going.
I'm just saying it could be representative of your musical ability.
Which I don't have any. I may have artistic.
Did you ever play an instrument growing up or anything?
And I explain to the nice juniors of the band that my history of any kind of musical talent, or not any.
Do you ever think when you're besides all alone, this, how we can be, where this thing can go? Am I crazy or falling in love? Is it real or just another
they
crush?
May change their mind
that's
at
not
this
it.
Point. Yeah, no, that's. Yeah.
Baby, oh, no. I know it. You've lost that love and feeling.
Oh, Katie just broke up with me.
You're singing a romantic song to her.
You've lost that love.
Oh, God. Wow. Well, and the other, you know, just to add to that, in junior high school in my hometown, you know, everybody tried the band at first. And so I chose saxophone. And I
played saxophone.
Did you?
Yeah, for 1 year I tried the band.
Well, they rank you based on, if you've never played in the band before, they rank you based on your chair. So if anytime you see a band, especially if they're not marching, if it's, you know, some kind of, you know, you go to another event and they have their chairs, they are ranked based on those chairs. And so one end is the best to one end is the worst. I was next to last saxophone chair only because Christy Davis, who was last chair, couldn't get a noise to come out of her saxophone because she could never quite make it.
Aww.
So that's the only reason I was beating anybody in the sax. So I cannot play an instrument.
Why don't you try that for the flag girls? Because I was in the marching band and I did the flags. So why don't you be a flag
What's
girl?
That called again?
Color guard.
Color guard.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciated what they were trying to tell me, okay, the guys over at Central Carol, because, you couldn't hear my progression over the year if I was twirling a rifle.
That's
you
true.
Can hear it in an instrument.
Okay.
That's true.
But the agreement for them, so it's a very generous, they're like, you know what, we want you to be part of our fundraisers, we want you to, you know, you got to be member of the band, do okay. some fundraising, mm-hmm. and you'll be out in Pasadena with us for the 2011 Rose Bowl.
That's cool. Awesome.
But they have to choose the instrument for me to play.
Oh, they're choosing
the instrument.
They're choosing
the instrument.
Oh,
so,
boy.
So sometime soon, we'll have some of the members of the Central Carol High School Marching Band to come on to tell me what instrument I'm playing. I have to learn it this year and play it.
Do you have a preference right now going into it?
That was great.
No, because I can't. I mean, no. Because
you don't want it to be something giant.
Like
you
a
want,
tuba.
Yeah, tuba. That's heavy. You don't want to have
maybe
to...
Maybe a flute?
Because that's like a long parade route.
You know,
flute is going to earn you a year's worth of jokes from me, just so you know.
Because anything's, of American Pie?
Anything's going to do that.
That movie ruined that instrument.
One time at band camp?
Yeah. What about clarinet? Isn't it like clarinet the go-to first instrument?
Well, I mean, it's up to them. It's up to... Now, and at my
what if they heard you singing?
If you were in the drums. Like in
that
the...
Would be cool. Right. Or they could put me on where I just hit the big bass drum.
That would weird me out though, because the marching I'm bad at rhythm. Like I can't dance, and like I'd be like marching, and I'd screw up the whole because I'd start marching in the rhythm that I'm banging the drum to.
You're gonna have to go to rehearsals and everything.
Yeah,
and
uniform. And one of the things they said is that they said you know, well, even as you get better, that there'll be a performance they could do with a part of the band in which I get a solo.
Really?
I will definitely be going.
Baby, I know it.
Hey, Carrie, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hey, Melissa.
Yes.
You and I are about the same age, and I always appreciate what you say about a lot of things, especially about high school.
But
when I, back in 1987, so I could go to the band, and they were going to Disney, I begged the leader if I could hold the banner so I could walk down just so I can go to Disney. And it was not pretty trying to keep in step.
You do know last time Melissa had to walk at Disney, she broke her ankle.
That's right.
So perhaps banner would not be her instrument.
Now, I appreciate you trying to save me. I do. But, I committed to them. I said, I'll do this. I will be part of it because, like I said, they're checking off one of my items on my bucket list for me.
Hey, Jessica, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hi, I was just going to tell her that it's really fun. I was in the color guard, and Mr. Ruby is like an awesome person. If you'll just listen to him, he'll help you.
Oh, so you were
follow
in the...
instruction?
Huh?
Just following instruction?
Yeah, he's a really nice guy. And the band, I was in there. I was in the color guard. I wasn't actually playing an instrument. But, I mean, the band members are really nice. Like, they'll really help you.
Yeah, the three band members I met at Central Carol came in, and they were very sweet. But I know in their minds they were thinking, we've got her now.
You know who I feel bad for is
the band?
Sully and Gigi, your animals.
Right.
Because they're going to have to be your audience while you're really, really bad.
I know. No, they're going to love and support me as dogs do.
Hey, Tracy, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hey, I've got one word for Melissa.
Okay.
I don't know if they would have it in the marching band, but triangle.
This is The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.